Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner. And if you love facing off with a friend in Street Fighter or Super Smash Bros., then this episode is for you.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Boss Fights.
Round one, fight.
Come on.
Go.
What? Oh, let's go. Are you even trying, Evie? It's like it's your first time playing a fighting game.
I'm trying, Owen. I don't spend my whole shift playing games like you do.
Come on.
Yes.
Ugh.
Ooh, in your face.
Gosh, that was gruesome.
It's pronounced awesome.
Hey, Evie, Owen.
How many times have I told you to not to play games during your shift? Arcades don't run themselves, you know.
Sorry, Larry.
We've been on our lunch break.
For the past 3 hours? Tuck in your uniform, Owen. Your shirt is hanging out under your vest.
You should look good for the customers.
What customers?
Maybe if you tucked in your shirt and did your job, there would be some.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going over to Henderson County for a corporate regional conference. I'll be gone for a few hours.
Oh, sweet.
And so will you. I'm closing the arcade while I'm gone.
Oh, what?
Why?
I can't trust you two to do your job while I'm gone. I could barely trust you to do it while I'm here.
You can trust us. It's not like you're entrusting the fate of the world to us.
Yeah, we'll take care of everything.
That's my worry.
Please.
No.
please.
You know what? Fine. Okay. I'll let you look after the place for me. But you have to clean everything while I'm gone. It's a win-win for me. If you clean, great. If you don't, I get to fire you.
Don't worry, we'll clean.
It's a win-win.
Why is he so grumpy all the time? Come on, let's finish our game.
Didn't you hear what he just said?
Blah, blah, something about cleaning. We can't just do whatever Larry wants because he wants us to. I get enough of that from my parents at home.
Well, he is our boss. Let's at least clean a little bit.
Why? You're such a mindless drone.
Okay. Rude.
Sorry. Everyone who does whatever they're told ends up a loser. I mean, look at Larry.
Well then, call me a loser because I want to keep my job.
Where are you going?
To the storage room.
Wait for me. Oh, it's so dusty in here. Oh, this is where we keep the cleaning supplies?
Let me guess, you've never been in here?
Maybe?
That figures. It's so dark. Ah, here's the light switch.
Whoa! There's a bunch of old game cabinets back here. Let's play one.
No, we're supposed to be cleaning, not playing games. Besides, I've never played any of these games. They seem old and dumb.
Come on, just one? You can't let Larry control your life. Oh, look, a lot of these are really rare. Mystic Warriors, R-Type, Legends of Valkyrie. Wait, no way, we have it.
Have what?
Street Combat 4, the original 1992 version with the classic characters. Oh, it's the greatest fighting game ever made.
Really? What's so great about it?
I don't know. The machines were all recalled and destroyed by the company right after their release. I didn't even know there were any left.
You've never played it, and it's the best game ever.
What's this note on here? Whatever you do, do not plug in the machine. Larry. Of course.
Look, what's this writing scratched into the machine?
It looks like control buttons. Jump, duck, duck, block, kick, left, right, punch, jump. Let's try it. Must be a secret combo or something.
What are you doing? Don't plug it in. It was probably recalled for a good reason. It might blow up or burn this place down. Plus, Larry wrote a sign specifically telling us not to plug it in.
Evie. You just don't understand. Larry is the goat of not having fun. If he doesn't want us to play, it truly must be the greatest game of all time.
And you plugged it in anyway. I can't believe you.
Come on, you know you want to play.
Street Combat 4. Choose your character.
Well, since it's already running, we might as well play one round.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shade, Leopard, Command Mohawk, Man, Johnny Wheelkick, Laurentius the Mage, character missing.
Why is Laurentius blacked out? I want to be him.
Ooh, I call Johnny Wheelkick.
Player one, Johnny Wheelkick.
Lame, it won't let me select Laurentius.
Septimus the Swordsman.
Whoa, check out the stats on Septimus the Swordsman. He's got max attack power and defense.
But his responsiveness stat is almost zero. Must be super hard to control.
Probably easy for me. Septimus it is.
Player two, Septimus the Swordsman.
Septimus the Swordsman has arrived.
Round one, fight.
Taste my blade, Johnny.
Low crouch.
Crouch? What the? I pressed attack. Oh, no fair. My controls are busted.
How you like that?
Hey, quit spamming the same attack.
You're about to be the first person to lose on Street Combat 4 since 1992.
It's not my fault Septimus's controls aren't inverted. There we go. Landed one.
Lucky hit.
Okay, I'm figuring this out a little bit.
Super ability, 25% charged.
What's Septimus' super ability?
Guess we'll find out when it charges all the way.
Super ability, 50% charged.
No.
Super ability, 75% charged.
Almost there.
Super ability, fully charged.
Mountain Sun Sword Beam!
What?
Whoa!
You burned Johnny to a crisp in one hit.
It destroyed the whole level.
Septimus the Swordsman wins. Round two, fight.
Oh, well, we played a round. Let's get back to work.
Oh, wait. We forgot to type in the combo. Let's see what it does.
We really shouldn't.
Jump, duck, block, kick, left, right, punch, jump.
I think your combo broke the game. Nice.
Ooh, I'm starting to see why they recalled it.
Or that combo did something worse. Is that a hand coming out of the screen?
And that's a face. It's Septimus. He's squeezing out of the screen. Oh, he's growing. He's huge.
Septimus the Swordsman has arrived.
Oh, he's like 7 feet tall. That's a big sword. You think he's friendly?
I require spines for my spine collection.
I don't think so. Out of the storage room. Run!
Septimus, be careful with the machines. Larry said we'd be fired if...
Well,
there goes Pac-Man.
Stop destroying everything!
Nobody tells Septimus what to do. Boomerang sword!
And there go all the other games.
Super ability, 25% charge.
Septimus must destroy more.
He's going outside. After him!
Hot dogs, get your hot dogs here.
This hot dog stand angers Septimus.
Hey, man.
Iron knee.
This is my only hot dog stand, man. These things are not easy to come by.
Why is he destroying everything?
My power grows.
Well, it's like a bonus level to him. Everything he destroys charges his super ability.
Super ability, 50% charged.
You saw what happened in the game. If he charges his super ability all the way, he'll unleash his thousand sunstrike. The whole world will be flipped. It'll be...
Game over! We need to get him back into the game.
How? We typed in the combo when he was freed. It's not like we can just type it in backwards and he'll be sucked back in.
As long as I can stop someone from typing in the combo backwards while I'm near the game, Septimus will rule forever!
Oh. Guess that's our answer.
Septimus, old buddy, old pal, come back to the arcade with us. There's lots of fun prizes you can have for free.
Septimus refuses.
What? Come on, just listen. It's for the best.
Septimus will never listen. Septimus chooses his own destiny.
Next time, just listen.
He's a giant video game character. I don't think he's programmed to listen.
I was talking about you. None of this would have happened if you didn't plug that game in.
How was I supposed to know this would happen?
That's not the point.
First my ice cream truck and now this. Come on, man. Stop punching my stand.
No. Septimus must grow stronger.
He can't be reasoned with. We have to stop him by force.
How do you plan on doing that?
Watch this. Okay, Septimus. You asked for it. Human punch! Oh, ow, my hand. Ow.
Well, that didn't work at all.
Ha, ha, ha. Silly boy. Nobody can defeat the great and powerful Septimus.
At least there's nothing else around here for him to charge his super ability with. Now that hot dog stand is destroyed.
Come on down to the Springfield Auto Mall sale, where we have the largest selection of cars in the state.
Septimus must go.
Oh no. After him.
40, 50, even 60% off select models.
Ha ha ha. Power.
ripe for the harvest.
We have a large selection of luxurious cars that fit all customers, even those that are 7 feet tall. Like you, sir.
Sword strike!
Oh no.
Yes.
Sir, you're going to have to pay for all of those. Those are not 60% off.
My power grows!
Super ability, 75% charge.
His super ability is almost charged.
You need to get him back to the arcade, now!
What do you think I'm trying to do?
My car!
Hey, over here! Some nice spines for your collection. Chase us!
Septimus refuses.
What?
It's no use. He just does the opposite of whatever we ask him to do.
Maybe if I provoke him, he'll chase us back to the arcade.
Hey, Septimus! You stink!
Ha ha ha! Septimus loves his stench. It's a winning quality.
Any more brilliant ideas?
I don't know. We just have to get him near that game. It's the only way to stop him.
Ha ha ha! Foolish children. I shall destroy the game. Then there will be no way to banish Septimus back to his realm.
Oh no.
We can't let him beat us there.
If he does, there will be no way to send him back. Hurry!
Where did he go?
Did we beat him here?
He smashed into the ceiling? How did he even get up there?
Fools, you led me right back here. Septimus couldn't remember the way.
Oh man, we got outsmarted by Septimus.
I'm sorry, Evie. I should have listened to you.
Yeah, you should have.
Once you perish and I destroy the game, there will be no way to banish me from this realm. Prepare to have your skeletons punched out of your bodies, mortals.
I got halfway there and realized I forgot my...
Larry!
What is going on here?
I can explain. Actually, I don't think I can.
You don't have to explain. It's nice to see you again, Septimus.
Likewise.
How do you two know...
Because he's not the first character to escape from the game!
Whoa! Did he always have that cloak under his uniform vest?
I have fought Septimus many times in the realm of street combat.
And you always lost, Laurentius the Mage.
Laurentius the Mage? You were the blacked out character!
Yes, I narrowly escaped before the machines were recalled. I adopted a new identity, Larry, the arcade manager, and I swore an oath to protect this new realm from the destruction Septimus would wreak by keeping the machine disabled.
Oops.
Did you not see my note?
You betrayed your own world.
I chose my path. I chose the light.
No matter. You will soon be ash. My super ability is nearly charged.
Final round. Fight.
Children, jump behind the counter.
Sword strike!
Wizard shield!
Staff strike! You grow old, old man.
You don't have to say old twice.
I said bomb!
The wizard retreats!
Hiding behind the counter. You have grown cowardly.
There's no way we can beat him. We should just surrender. Maybe he'll take prisoners.
Septimus built his retirement home out of the bones of those who surrendered to him.
It has a nice view and a lush garden.
Come out and face me like an old man, old man.
You said old twice again! Though it is true, I am old and out of practice. My arms are like spaghetti. He will defy all our attacks.
Wait, say that again.
My arms are like spaghetti.
No, the last part.
He will defy all our attacks?
That's it! There's no way we can beat him, but he can beat himself.
What are you talking about?
He always does the opposite of what he's told, so we just have to tell him we want him to destroy the game.
That's brilliant! I can distract him, crawl back to the storage room, stay behind the counter so he doesn't see.
Septimus does not like when people talk behind his back. It makes him feel sad and left out. Septimus will now destroy the counter. Obliteration elbow!
I'll hold him off!
Septimus grows tired of your petty resistance. Meteor headbutt! You got me.
Super ability fully charged.
Oh no!
Fitting that the blow to fully charge my super ability is landed against my arch enemy.
Children, run!
Quick, get to the storage room.
I hope you're not attached to your limbs.
Hurry! Type in the combo backwards!
Jump, punch, right, left, kick, block, duck, duck, jump. What's the deal? I typed it in backwards.
I don't think he's close enough.
This new world has potential. I can build my perfect world from its ashes. Thousand Sun Sword!
Hey, Septimus! Don't come in the storage room! It's off limits!
You fools keep telling Septimus what not to do when Septimus is powerful enough to do whatever Septimus wants!
Here he comes!
This dusty room will be your grave. Septimus has an allergy to dust and gluten.
Owen, now!
Jump, punch, right, left, kick, block, duck, duck, jump!
What? No!
It's sucking him back into the screen!
Typing in the combo backwards worked!
What trickery is this? Septimus is very susceptible to tricks!
You have tricked yourself!
You chose defiance!
What? No! Septimus did it!
Now be gone!
Laurentius the Mage wins.
Well, he's gone. We did it!
Alas, he never was the brightest. Doing the opposite of whatever everyone tells him to sounds a bit like someone I know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did the opposite of what you said because I wanted to feel like I was making my own decisions. But all it did was make me a big jerk.
And I shouldn't have let you rope me in.
I know we're fired. We'll just be going. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Wait. I have one more trick remaining up my sleeve.
Laurentius' super ability fully charged.
Uh-oh. How did it charge so fast?
I've had it charged for years, waiting for the proper moment.
Look out, Evie! He's gonna literally fire us! With fire! We said we're sorry!
Harmonious heal!
Whoa.
Wait, your super ability fixes things?
My super ability is very different from Septimus.
All the machines are back to how they were.
Grime and all.
I'm a mage, not a maid. My super ability only heals, not cleans.
But you said it yourself. You have to fire us.
Simply because you say I have to do something doesn't mean I have to do it. Now, listen to the wisdom of an old mage. I've found that making informed moral decisions is best, regardless of what others might think. But it looks like there's still grime on those cabinets. Get back to work.
Yes, Laurentius, or Larry, but I'm only doing it because I think it's right.
I'm just glad everything is fixed now.
About that.
Do you know how to fix cars? Like, a lot of cars.
And a hot dog stand.
What did you two do?
My name is Caleb McCleary, and I played Owen in Boss Fight. When I was a kid, my favorite fighting type game was definitely Super Smash Bros. I say when I was a kid, but I still play it today. I love it so much. I get to get my rage out on my friend without actually giving him a broken nose or a black eye, and we get to end it with being friends, and the trash talk is always a good time too. You have to trash talk while you're playing some fighting games.
Fight.
What the? I press attack.
You're about to be the first person to lose on Street Combat 4 since 1992.
It's not my fault Septimus's controls are inverted.
How you like that?
I definitely see a lot of myself in Owen of thinking that I know everything, thinking that I've got life figured out, and that nobody can really tell me what to do. Owen has an experience of seeing Septimus be incredibly prideful and not listen to anybody. And he has a moment of realizing, like, oh, this is me. Seeing what he truly is doing to others and how others perceive him, and really that he's not as right all the time that he thinks he is, and that he's just kind of rebelling just to rebel. It's better for us to humble ourselves, but sometimes we need a little slap with a 2x4 in the side of the head of humility.
I'm sorry, Abby. I should have listened to you.
Yeah, you should have.
I had such a fun time helping out Kaboom with this story, and I hope y'all enjoyed it as much as I did.
Thanks to Caleb. We loved hearing from him, and we love hearing from you. Now, we got a couple of great comments about Season 4, Episode 4 of Kaboom. Now, that one was called Spirits of the Cenote. And this first comment is from JasonSmith3927 on YouTube. He said, "Love this. Great storytelling and immersive voice acting with fun sound effects. Short stories like this can be shared with my whole family, and I loved learning about cenotes, aluches, and the importance of connecting with extended family. This was my first time listening to Kaboom, but it won't be my last."
Oh, Sam, that one melted my heart. Thank you so much, Jason Smith.
I know. That's fantastic, isn't it? And thank you very much for listening. We're really, really glad you enjoyed it. And another comment from Ruth.SmileyFace on Spotify said, "Aluches are 100% real! Double exclamation point. They hide my things all the time, smiley face." Great episode. Thanks so much, JasonSmith3927 and Ruth.SmileyFace. We hope you leave us a review, too, on our Apple Podcast, YouTube, or Spotify channels. We love to hear from you, and reviews really do help new people find the show. And who knows, we might just read your comment on the show.
Boss Fight was written and directed by Tristan Schetzel. The cast included Caleb McCleary as Owen, Issa Johnson as Evie, BJ Wimpy as Septimus the Swordsman, Anthony T. Buck as Larry/Laurentius the Mage, Joshua Fouts as Hot Dog Stand Guy, Samuel Benson as Car Salesman, Tristan Schetzel as Game Announcer, and Brian Tanner as Johnny Wheelkick. The sound team was led by Trent Reimschussel, with engineering by Brandon Lewis, Joshua Fouts, Ashton Parkinson, and Mark Hansen, and dialogue editing, sound design, music editing, and mixing by Brandon Lewis, Kiplin Merrill, and Lauren Sandberg. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Tristan Schetzel, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Tristan Schetzel, and Nico Wetzel. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.